This episode is brought to you by IVP.
Do you find yourself reacting to negative emotions in unhealthy ways? Emotions like these are powerful, and yet God has a good purpose for them. In his book, Mastering Our Emotions, psychologist Kevin Chapman integrates biblical truth, evidence-based insights from psychology, and spiritual practices to empower us to move from being mastered by our emotions to living in emotional maturity. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Mastering Our Emotions for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Inner Varsity Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading. Exodus chapter 30, verse 34 through chapter 32. The Lord said to Moses, "Take spices, gum resin, onycha, galbanum, and pure frankincense of equal amounts, and make it into an incense, a perfume, the work of a perfumer. It is to be finely ground and pure and sacred. You are to beat some of it very fine and put some of it before the ark of the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It is to be most holy to you. And the incense that you are to make, you must not make for yourselves using the same recipe. It is to be most holy to you, belonging to the Lord. Whoever makes anything like it to use as perfume will be cut off from his people." Chapter 31. Willing Artisans. The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in skill, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work with gold, with silver, and with bronze, and with cutting and setting stone, and with cutting wood, to work in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have also given him Oholiab, son of Ahismaach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have given ability to all the specially skilled, that they may make everything I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the atonement lid that is on it, all the furnishings of the tent, the table with its utensils, the pure lampstand with all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar for burnt offering with all its utensils, the large basin with its base, the woven garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons, to minister as priest, the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place. They will make all these things just as I have commanded you." Sabbath observance. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, surely you must keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So you must keep the Sabbath, for it is holy for you. Everyone who defiles it must surely be put to death. Indeed, if anyone does any work on it, then that person will be cut off from among his people. 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Anyone who does work on the Sabbath day must surely be put to death. The Israelites must keep the Sabbath by observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. He gave Moses 2 tablets of testimony when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, tablets of stone written by the finger of God. Chapter 32. The Sin of the Golden Calf. When the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Get up, make us gods that will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him." So Aaron said to them, "Break off the gold earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the gold earrings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. He accepted the gold from them, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molten calf. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow will be a feast to the Lord." So they got up early on the next day and offered up burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go quickly, descend, because your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf and have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "I've seen this people. Look what a stiff-necked people they are. So now, leave me alone so that my anger can burn against them and I can destroy them, and I will make from you a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord, his God, and said, "O Lord, why does your anger burn against your people whom you have brought out from the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'For evil he led them out to kill them in the mountains and to destroy them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your burning anger and relent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself and told them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken about, I will give to your descendants, and they will inherit it forever.'" Then the Lord relented over the evil he had said he would do to his people. Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the 2 tablets of the testimony in his hands. The tablets were written on both sides. They were written on the front and on the back. Now the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "It is the sound of war in the camp." Moses said, "It is not the sound of those who shout for victory, nor is it the sound of those who cry because they are overcome, but the sound of singing I hear." When he approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses became extremely angry. He threw the tablets from his hands and broke them to pieces at the bottom of the mountain. He took the calf they had made and burnt it in the fire, ground it to powder, poured it out on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought on them so great a sin?" Aaron said, "Do not let your anger burn hot, my Lord. You know these people, that they tend to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods that will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses, The man whom brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him. So I said to them, whoever has gold, break it off. So they gave it to me, and I threw it in the fire, and this calf came out. Moses saw that the people were running wild, for Aaron had let them get completely out of control, causing derision from their enemies. So Moses stood at the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. All the Levites gathered around him, and he said to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, has said. Each man fasten his sword on his side and go back and forth from entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and each one kill his brother, his friend, and his neighbor. The Levites did what Moses ordered, and that day about 3,000 men of the people died. Moses said, you have been consecrated today for the Lord, for each of you was against his son or against his brother. So he has given a blessing to you today. The next day, Moses said to the people, you have committed a serious sin. But now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement on behalf of your sin. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, alas, this people has committed a very serious sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, wipe me out from your book that you have written. The Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, that person I will wipe out of my book. So now go, lead the people to the place I have spoken to you about. See, my angel will go before you. But on the day that I punish, I will indeed punish them for their sin. And the Lord sent a plague on the people because they had made the calf. The one Aaron made. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Sovereign God, we sit in shock of your word at times. Oh God, we must admit that we can see ourselves in the Israelites, people that you brought out of bondage and captivity into a new day, into freedom in you, but yet turned back to gods who have no power, gods who mock us, to our idols. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you correct us and that you are indeed forgiving and you are slow to anger. And you are compassionate, O Lord, because if you were to count iniquities, our God who is holy, 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 who amongst us could stand? You, O God, are the one who has created our very life. And yet, O God, we mock you with our disobedience when you have rescued us from so much. And yet, O God, as we look at this text and we see the exacting measures that take place, that the death, the consequences that fell on so many in their disobedience. We tremble, O God. And to be honest, even there are times when we doubt your graciousness when we see this type of consequence in your word. Help us to understand and draw us near and remind us of your holiness and your graciousness and your forgiveness towards us. We pray right now that when we are like Aaron, tempted to give in, tempted to turn to idols ourselves or to put idols before others that we are called to lead, we would remember this text, that we would reverence and fear your holy name, that when times get uncertain, as they are right now for many, many people, that you would deliver us from the temptation to make up, to fashion for ourselves idols for temporary comfort. Help us to entrust ourselves to you more and more each day, and give us the grace and spiritual wisdom to understand your word, even when it's hard for us to comprehend. It is in your name that we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.